Supporting Liverpool means we're constantly focused on what's next. The next win, the next transfer, the next evolution. But what about the games gone that have slipped our mind, yet told us so much about a team, a player or a manager? Games we no longer register, but which would ultimately come to shape Liverpool's future. I'm Dan Morgan and this is The Lost Tapes. And each episode I'll be sitting down with an Anfield Rap contributor to talk about two games from the year 2000 onwards, one of which will be from the Jurgen Klopp era. We look at why that game was so important, what it meant for the future, and how it eventually became lost in the archives of this club's great history.
Joined by the very special John Gibbons to discuss another two games lost in Liverpool's history. And we're going to start at Anfield, John. 20th of January 2010. Liverpool 2, Tottenham 0. I'll run through the teams. Reina, Carragher, Skirtle, Kyriakos and Chua, Lucas, Mascherano, Degen, Aquilani, Riera, Kaut. Quickly for Spurs, Gomez, Cholluca, Dawson, King, Bale, Modric, Palacios, Genus, Cranshaw, Crouch, Defoe. I love this game. And there's loads of reasons why I love this game. And it'll be lost on loads of people. But, I mean, first things first, did you remember it? And was you there?
Yes and yes, and I was absolutely made up when you picked it for me, so thank you. When it came through, I just had a big smile because, yeah, I remember it vividly. I went to the game and immediately you just think about the atmosphere and the build-up, and, you know, I was thinking more about it when you sent it through and more about everything that was going on around it and the crowd, and, you know, I had to remind myself of what actually happened in the game. But the emotions that it brought up, and, you know, the things that sort of come to you viscerally when you see the fixture, you know, and the date, you know, jumped out to me straight away. And I think to this point, I was thinking about it to this point, and I was 27, soon to be 28 when this came out. I think it's the best league atmosphere I'd experienced at that point. Obviously, everything that come in 13, 14 probably trumped it. Well, on everything, you know, sort of March onwards in 13, 14 probably trumped it. But to that point, now I have to caveat that with I got a season ticket when I was 10, but we used to share it in the family. So I used to share it with my sister up until the point where my dad started asking for some money for it. And then she backed out. But up to that point, I used to share one with our Jess. And so I missed a few sorts of classic games from the 90s, the free all against United, the famous 4-3 against Newcastle. I went to the one the year after the sort of poor imitation, if you like, where we threw it away and then rescued it. But so those two I did miss, and a lot of people talk about the atmospheres those nights, obviously. But in terms of like a ground going in and thinking, we need to do our bit today, we need to be, it's a cliche, the 12th man, isn't it? And it's a bit of a marketing phrase, really. But there's certain games where the crowd go, no, actually, we need to be an extra player for this team.